So I'm going to call the Kootenai Fire District Prudential Committee meeting to order for the 25th of September 2017 meeting. Could I have introductions, please, starting with the treasurer?
Ray Perun, treasurer.
Lisa Mycock Kelly, Prudential Committee.
Fran Parks, Prudential.
Stan Goldstein, Prudential.
Charlie Yeager, clerk.
Thank you. Thank you. No public comment. Nobody's recording. Mr. Treasurer, do you have any?
Just want to say that we're working on the 17 closing in conjunction with DOR. I've met with our rep there. Town of Barnstable seems to be a little bit behind. I haven't gotten the tax AR from either place, so I think they're in a bit of a pushback there. F-18 expenditures went through line by line. Everything looks pretty much what we would expect. About 23% would be what we would expect, and we're all below that.
Great. Okay. Any questions, the treasurer? No. Stan, the space needs assessment.
Okay, where we are there, I've made an appointment with Finocchio, is it, the architects, and just to introduce myself and also to get some kind of idea of what an architect would any architect would require as far as this scope of work. And then I have an appointment with the chief on Wednesday at 2, and we'll talk about working up a scope of work document. And so we're on our way.
Great. High Street, forwarded you the emails, but the McDonald's are not going to be moving the building. So today we are rescheduled with the Historic Commission October 17th. And they've got the money for the new advertisement, and they've got stamps to send out, notices. Freedom Hall. So I'll start at the front and work my way back. I was here, Wednesday with Charlie's Music, Jerry from Charlie's Music, and so what we're gonna be doing is they're first gonna install the screen, which has to be hardwired, and then once that's done, then they'll come in and install the camera, the projector, and get that all hooked up. So I he wanted to go up and see what was up on the balcony. Mm-hmm. So when I opened the door for him, I found a dead mouse. So I'm going to call Mr. Fowler to come search the building for mice. Then the next thing is the parking lot. You may have seen the cone out there.
Yes.
Yeah. So when I was here Thursday, I walked over to talk to the insulation people, and as I did, I found a hole in the parking lot right next to where we had the drain repaired. It wasn't properly draining. So a couple of years ago, we had it lowered, and there's new asphalt around that, and there was a hole. So I sent the builder, Mr. Cataldo, an email, saying, you made a hole in my parking lot, it's a danger to people, and we need to have it repaired. He sent back an email saying it was because we had heavy rains, the drain wasn't working, and basically it's our responsibility to fix it. So I don't have Mr. LaPointe's information to contact him, so his lawyer is Ted Schilling. So I sent Mr. Schilling an email and, saying that the danger needs to be fixed, and we've seen the concrete truck sitting on the parking lot there, and so that's going to be fixed this week.
Good.
And I'll send you all a copy of his response. And I think, except for the minutes, is there anything else?
One thing I've mentioned, we have the tax assessment on the 13th. I sent an email.
Okay.
Will those, anybody have a problem with times or dates?
At four, she requested 4 o'clock, right?
4 o'clock,
on November 13th.
In November, right.
So it's okay, great.
Yep.
That's fine.
I'll confirm.
Okay. Ray was invited to a appreciation dinner at Cape Cod 5. Did that already happen, or did Tony
go? It's about to happen. Oh. I just sent invitations to the staff. I probably won't attend.
Okay, all right. It's at the place that replaced the paddock.
Oh, supposed to be good.
So, did you get the minutes from the 14th meeting that I emailed out?
Yes.
Did you see those?
I did, yes.
Okay. And any concerns about the minutes from the August meeting?
No.
Not for myself.
No. Could I have a motion to approve the August meeting and the September meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anything else from anybody?
Well, I guess just back up a little second for the 56 High Street. So is there a time limit that we have to knock the house down? I mean, originally there was like at some point in time when something expired, I don't know if it was 18 months or whatever, then they only had 6 months after that to knock it down. Is there a 6 month window that we're pushing now, or?
I think they're going to give us permission to do it unless the gentleman whose name I can never remember still thinks that it.
McDonald?
No, it's not McDonald, it's a man on the committee. that it would be useful for housing for somebody to move. I think, which reminds me, I need to ask Lisa, if you will look into what we have to do about demolishing a building.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mark Boudreau told me we have to have another assessment of the building, evaluation. I think we have to advertise it for sale for
okay.
a buck.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if there's anything else that we need to do.
Okay, I can look into that.
Before we tear it down.
The assessment that we have, that you had done the engineering assessment, that's not good enough, or it's not current enough, or what?
It's not. Mark said that no, it wasn't sufficient. We'd have to do it again. But I'm going to try and get the same guy, so he'll have all the information, so maybe it'll be less expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he can just update his previous report, because I believe it was $500.
Yeah, you might want to ask him to certainly address in his evaluation the potential of making that somebody living in it, making a home out of that, with a lack of potential.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that would be something that, you know, to use before the Historical Society.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we have anything else that's pressing. No, from the treasury, no.
No.
And the only other possible thing is the fire department is working on the replacing the septic system at the fire station, and we voted $55,000 to do it. They've used approximately $5,000 for architectural fees, so they're trying to get a bid so they, you know, have enough money. 50,000 left, so mm-hmm. we won't have to have a special meeting. It's a slight possibility we may have a special meeting if it comes in more than 45,000, 50,000.
Okay, so our next regular Prudential Committee meeting will be?
The 13th.
Of November?
Mm-hmm.
That's the when we're, no.
Oh, October.
Oh, October. Okay, that's okay.
Because
I was going to say November 13th was to set the tax.
Yeah, okay. Meeting in October.
Yep.
That's the, oh.
25th.
The 13th when the assessor comes.
Exactly right. But that was—I thought that was November.
November.
The 13th.
Okay, so what?
But we're having—I forgot about October.
Fran jumped a month.
Just jumped a month.
Okay.
So October 17th, we're back before historic for 56 High,
yeah.
And then we have our regular meeting October Monday.
I think it's the 25th, but I wanna.
And do we want to go back to 6 o'clock or we?
I think we should.
Okay, we'll try it another. The constituent who had asked that we change the time didn't come when we had extended it to later in the evening, but so I'm not sure if benefited anybody to do that, but certainly.
Yeah, that was Carol.
23rd.
Okay, so 10:23 at 6 is the next regular potential. And then November 13th is next. Okay.
And October 17th. If you want to come the 17th, you can. I don't think you have to.
Yes. So the 17th, the Historical Society, 23rd, a normal meeting, and the 13th with the
set the
assessor.
Tax.
Yeah. Cool.
So I'll accept the motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Favor? Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.